بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, continuing with the discussion pertaining to the Bani Israel, the people of Nabi Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام, and as we have been reading, each time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would command them to do something, then they would look for loopholes and they would disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed many restrictions upon them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually distanced them and cursed them such that till the end of time, till the day of Qiyamah, they are now regarded as despised, as despicable, and the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain upon them. So here Allah speaks about this eternal damnation of the Bani Israel, the fact that till the day of Qiyamah, they have been distanced from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ, that remember the time when your Rabb had informed you that لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ, that He will send against them till the day of Qiyamah those who will inflict severe punishment upon them. So whenever the Yahud, the Bani Israel, whenever they gain any dominance, any power in the land, and they become a force to be reckoned with, Allah will not allow this to continue, but Allah will then create some person, some army, some group that will then wage war against them and will inflict very severe punishment upon them. So they will then be defeated, and in this way they will not maintain any control or any leadership in the world. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that temporarily they may enjoy some dominance, they may enjoy some superiority over others, but eventually Allah will send some group against them and they will be completely defeated. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ, and Allah reminds us that verily your Rabb is swift in punishing. When Allah wants to send punishment against any group, then it does not take long. Allah can turn the tables overnight. وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, at the same time verily He is most forgiving, most merciful. وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُمَمًا, now Allah speaks about the fact that they will have no fixed homeland and they will be divided into different groups. So Allah says, وَقَطَّعْنَاهُمْ, we divided them into different categories, different groups in the land. مِنْهُمُ الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ, and in those days, in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, from amongst these Bani Israel, from amongst the Yahud, Allah says that from amongst them they were righteous ones and there were those who were not righteous. So there were some who were sincere, who were seeking the truth, who wanted to abide by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the majority had gone against Allah. وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَسَيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, and Allah speaks about the tests that He sends to them, that we tested them with prosperity and with adversity. بِالْحَسَنَاتِ, with good things. So at times we opened up dunya for them, we gave them good health, we gave them leadership, we gave them wealth in the world, and at times we brought adversity, we created difficulty for them. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, all of these tests were so that perhaps they may return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this was the earlier group of Yahud, of Bani Israel, and then Allah speaks about how progressively they became worse, more evil. فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ, Allah says, after this original group, another group came after them, succeeded them, وَرِثُ الْكِتَابِ, who inherited the scripture from them. So they came into the progeny of the Bani Israel, the progeny of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They inherited the Torah from them, but their condition was, يَأْخُذُونَ عَرَضَ هَذَا الْأَدْنَى وَيَقُولُونَ سَيُغْفَرُ لَنَا, they would eagerly take the goods of this lowly world. Al-Adna, here this life of this world is called Al-Adna, that which is lowly, that which does not have much value. So they would take the material wealth of this world and they would say, we will be forgiven by Allah. And what is meant by this is that whenever any ruling had to be passed from the Torah, which they had received from Musa alayhi salatu wasalam or from their forefathers, and they knew what was the correct ruling, then they would easily take bribes and they would be given some material wealth of this world. And whenever somebody would rebuke them and say that, how are you taking bribes and changing the ruling of the Torah, Then they would make the statement, سَيُغْفَرُ لَنَا. We will be forgiven. Allah will forgive us. وَإِيَأْتِهِمْ عَرَضٌ مِثْلُهُ يَأْخُذُهُ. And Allah says, if any offer like this has to come to them, in the future, they will still take it also. So this is their perpetual condition, is that they accept bribes, and for this they are prepared to change the ruling of the Torah. أَلَمْ يُؤْخَذْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِيثَاقُ الْكِتَابِ. Allah reminds them that was the covenant not taken upon them. أَلَّا يَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. That they should not speak anything but the truth regarding Allah. وَدَرَسُوا مَا فِيهِ. And not only did they take this covenant or make this promise with Allah, but they studied what was in the Torah. So they were learned people. They were not ignorant. They were not unlearned. They had great knowledge of the scripture. وَالدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. Allah reminds the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that the hereafterly about the akhirat is better for those who have taqwa. So we should not go down this path also, that we have knowledge of the Quran, of the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, of deen. We should not now accept bribes or allow some worldly gain to make us transgress and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allah says, do you not understand? Will you not understand that the akhirat is better than this world? And for some paltry gains of dunya, you should not give away your abode in the akhirah. So this was the Yahud. And then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُمَسِّكُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. Those who hold firm onto the scripture and they establish salah, then regarding them, إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُسْلِحِينَ. Allah says, we will not allow the reward of those who set matters right to go to waste. We will not cause the reward to go to waste. We will not make it in vain. They are trying to, the word here is al-muslihin. They are making islah. They are making an effort to rectify things, to reform deen, to reform themselves as far as their deen is concerned. So their rewards will not go to waste. Allah will reward them and Allah will appreciate their efforts. And finally, the last verse of this ruku, Allah reminds the Bani Israel that remember the covenant we had taken, remember the promise you made, and remember the circumstances surrounding that promise. And what had happened is initially, Allah, when they had made a few requests, and they had made a few demands from Allah, then Allah had taken Mount Tur and lifted it into the air, and threatened to crush it down onto them if they do not abide by the Torah. And at that time they had taken a promise to Allah that we will abide by what is in the Torah. So Allah reminds them of this. وَإِذْ نَتَقْنَا الْجَبَلَ فَوْقَهُمْ. That remember when we lifted the mountain up above them. كَأَنَّهُ ظُلَّةٌ. As though it was a canopy above their heads. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ. And they were convinced that it will fall onto them. And then we said to them, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ. Take what we have given you. Take the scripture. Hold onto it firmly. وَاذْكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And remember what is in it, so that you may develop taqwa. So remember this entire incident, the circumstances surrounding your promise and your covenant you had taken with Allah. In other words, such a situation had been created. The Mount Tur was above their heads. They could not have forgotten this covenant, this promise they made with Allah. Rather, their transgression now is deliberate. It is intentional. It is not because of forgetfulness. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distanced them. And these verses, my dear brothers, with regard to the Bani Israel and their habit of breaking the command of Allah, are very apt and pertinent today as well. We see in the world currently they may enjoy some superiority, they may enjoy some dominance, but Allah's promise is true. Allah never breaks His promise. This is just temporary. To us it may seem as though it is for a very lengthy period of time, but Allah's wisdom is such, and Allah knows that eventually they will be defeated, they will be wiped out, and severe punishment will come to them. Allah protect us, grant us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.